The Electrical Safety Council has been campaigning for around 4 years to have electrical safety certificates to be a requirement for landlords for the private rented sector. Currently, they're not a requirement at all. You have to have an annual gas safety certificate, but there's an anomaly for electrical safety. So you can sort of live quite merrily in your house not knowing that there's a problem or a major problem with your electrics, which could either cause a fire or, in a horrendous case, a death. It was raised to our attention and also to Mike Thornton's attention that a resident in Netley Abbey had had some of these electrics that he deemed sort of a bit of a concern for him. And he came to us and we looked at them and we thought, actually, that was very true. They're not safe, and we gave him the relevant advice. So Mike is talking in the debate today to raise the issue and hopefully to call for government to change the law and put that requirement in place that will keep people safe.
Landlords might say more costs for us.
They may well do, but can you really put a cost on life?
Is this because gas is a little bit more dangerous? You've got things like boilers, aren't they a little bit more tricky? Hence the reason why there's only a gas certificate at the moment.
I think actually that's a little bit of an urban myth. So gas is not more dangerous than electricity. The thing that you notice with gas is you can smell it. Electricity is a silent killer. So there's around the same amount of deaths with gas as there is with electrics every year. And this is something that's sort of been a concern for us. And obviously we do sort of press quite heavily in terms of the impacts of it. Around 70 people die every year from an electrical accident in the home. 350,000 are seriously injured. And people just really aren't aware of the problems. And the problem is that all of the wires and the cables are hidden behind walls, and people just forget, and they're not really aware of all the problems that actually can be caused.
So I presume this means that if you have an electrical safety certificate, that's someone professional coming in and looking at them then and checking behind these walls.
That's right. So we advise a 5-yearly mandatory requirement that government puts in place in terms of getting an electrician to come in to check. And really, people should also be looking every year as well, doing a visual inspection. Just to put it into context, half of all of the fires in homes across Great Britain are caused by electricity. That's around 20,000. And private tenants in the private rented sector are actually at more risk of fire than other residents in other housing sort of sectors. And we also know from our research that people are more at risk of an electric shock in the private rented sector because these checks, these safety certificates, are not a requirement in law.